wanted to continue a little bit on the Shir Klalim, and then we'll start singing Ani Pesach, probably turning to next week for Sunday and Monday as well. We had mentioned last Tuesday the Tshuvas Rabbi Kaveger in Kuf Nun Tes. Rabbi Kaveger discusses the following, that our Mishnah, the Sugya Beitz and Daf on the above, discusses this Rebbeka Komenkar on Shabbos and Yom Tov, and clearly it means that one cannot go ahead and make Kinyanim. We'll have to discuss that perhaps there are exceptions, maybe at times with Tzorach Mitzvah, indeed one could go ahead and do so. And again, of course, the Poshup Shat is Amaisa Kinyan is forbidden when it comes to Shabbos and Yom Tov. The Mishnah just simply tells us that it's Aser, and the Gemara Daf Lamed Zayin mentions that this is part of the Gzeirah of Mekka Pomenka. So Rashi writes that part of it is Mintzo Chefzich of Adabar Dova, and Rashi writes in Daf Lamed Zayin that this is a Gzeirah Drabanan Atu Ksiva, when a person goes out and makes a Kinyan. So therefore, the next step typically is going to record, to redact, and therefore, that is forbidden midrabanan. Rabbi Kaveger discusses in Kuf Nun Tes the following, what happens if no Maisa Kinyan is being done, and Shabbos and Yom Tov at all, but there is a chalos HaKinyan. How can you have a chalos HaKinyan? Rabbi Kaveger writes in a couple of ways. One is maybe that it was a Kinyan l'achar zman. A Maisa Kinyan was done, but it should only be chal later on. After all, you have full of sugyas hashas that you have a kinyan which is not chal miyad, but a kinyan which indeed is chal lachar zman. A fascinating deal, many, many different masechtas, that which kinyanim can survive time. Which kinyanim do we assume it has to be chal now, or it's never chal because of the problem of kolsa kinyano? In which kinyan do we assume that, you know what, that a maisa kinyan can be done, and a kinyan indeed can be chal lachar zman? Or the following, a person has a kinyan which is al tanai, and at the moment that there is a kiyum hatanai, now the chalos will indeed kick in. So let's say you have a kiyum hatanai on Shabbos and Yom Tov, or let's say you have a kinyan which is chal achar zman, is that mutter? Or is it aser? On the one hand, you're not doing anything at all, but on the other hand, that the chalos is something that is binding on Shabbos and Yom Tov itself. Now, the Kveger is mafurish, that would be very, very relevant for Erev Pesach Shachal b'Shabbos. Because that could be a wonderful, wonderful etzah by making all the requisite kinyanim on Erev Shabbos, but let the chalos kick in on Shabbos itself. That means, you know what, that at 10:30 in the morning on Shabbos, all of a sudden now, all the chametz is transferred to the Rishus of the Akum, and therefore, you don't have to worry about anything which is left over. We're not doing that. We're going to exclude those things, let's say, poshacha from the mechira itself, and now you have to be vigilant. You have to be very careful. You have something that's left over, that what do you mean? That's not subject to a mechira, and that's yours. Potentially, you're going to violate Bayram by Matzah. You'll be mevata the chametz. But as you know, from the sugyas of Sachem Davei, is that it's not enough to rely on bittul alone. Bittul ba'masagi midarais, that certainly is true, but not drabana. And Yerushalmi, the Shita Rabbi Yochanan, that if a person only does bittul and nothing more, the chametz is nesar. It's nesar because of chametz shlava pesach, because midrabanan bittul is necessary, but it's not sufficient. It's not considered to be enough. If I were to have a kinyan which is lachar zman, so no doubt that I could solve many of these problems. Maybe it has to deal with the problem of kolsa kinyano. Many of the kinyan that you know aren't going to survive time, but at least it would solve this issue in terms of the chalos kinyan. So that's the chiddush. Rabbi Kaveger points out that what do you mean? Mekka komemkar zasim. And mekka komemkar zasim, not merely in terms of a maisa kinyan, but even in terms of a chalos kinyan. And if a kinyan did is chal on Shabbos Yom Tov, that's a violation of the Mishnah on Beis Hadav Amud Vav Amud Beis. And that's a fascinating possibility that a person can be guilty of violating the Dinei Shabbos by doing absolutely nothing. I didn't do anything on Shabbos, anything on Yom Tov. Something happens just automatically, but nonetheless, that indeed is considered to be us. Why is this considered to be somewhat of a chiddush? Yeah, there is a Rashi, Sanhedrin Das Samach Vav Medalit, Ramaskal Chayavin, where Rashi says, when it comes to Chilul Shabbos, Rashi writes, you require a Davar Shiyesh Bamaisa. That's the Lashon of Rashi. Chilul Shabbos means one who is actively Mechal Shabbos. You need Yesh Bamaisa. Yesh Bamaisa. You know, maybe what comes to mind is, when it comes to Malchus as well, Malchus, we assume, is only on Lav Shiyesh B'maisa, but that's not true. That's not true. No, that's true when it comes to a chiyuv of Malchus. Malchus, that certainly is true. Malchus is doing the Lav B'chasima. But typically speaking, when it comes, for example, to an Isser Misa, there is no such requirement of a Dover Shiyesh Maisa, the opening Mishnah Maseches Krisos discusses the case of Megadev. Megadev is Chayiv Skila. Megadev is a Chiyuv Misa. That is just an Isur Dibur. Typically, that's not considered to be a Maisa. But less Madabali, your Chayiv Misa for Megadev, for blasphemy, even though it's only Dibur, even if Dibur is Eimba Maisa, there's no such requirement that the Chiyuv Misa has to be that which is Yesh B'Maisa. In fact, that very Mishnah, in Krisos Nabeis, quotes Machlokas, Rav Meir and the Chachamim, what about when it comes to a carbon? And the Shita Sachachamim in that Mishnah is a little unusual. Magadis was Chayiv Skila, but B'Shogeg, there's no Chiyuv carbon. There's no Chiyuv carbon. Why is that true? Because after all, you only Chayiv a carbon on that which is Yesh B'Maisa, not something which is Eimbo Maisa. That's the Rav Baskins. The very beginning of Cheshkogos, Bergala Falachabez. Megadev, on the one hand, has Karis and Skila, but it doesn't have a Chiyuv carbon, because carbon, the Torah speaks about, yes, that a person did a Maisa there. Similar when it comes to Malkus, Lav Sheisho Maisa, that's not true when it comes to a Chiyuv Misa. So it is somewhat surprising that Rashi writes, Chilul Shabbos requires a Dover Sheisho Maisa. We're talking about a Chiyuv Skila, a Chiyuv Karis. If you ask me what was the makar of Rashi, you know what? Ein l'chinami. This is not a halacha b'chola tarav kula, that chayve misos require davar sheyesh b'maisa. Rashi shitas us very simply, chilul Shabbos requires a davar sheyesh b'maisa, because the iser is kom leches avod lo sasa on yantif lo sasa chom lecha on Shabbos. If the Torah speaks about Asiya, by definition, Asiya is considered to be that which is Al Yedei Maisa. So that's what Rashi writes, that it's clear that Chilul Shabbos requires a Dover Sheyeshbo Maisa. Once Rav Soloveitchik commented on that Mukei Yosef, that the Mukei Yosef has an unusual kasha, an unusual teretz, the Mukei Yosef and Bava Kama, Daf Yudim Alaf and Daf Yarid, where the Mukei Yosef writes the following, that you know what, a machlokas, Rav Yochanan, Reish Lakish, Bava Kama, Daf Chavbeis, Yishum Yishum Chitzav, Yishum Yishum Amona. When a person sets a fire, and the fire goes ahead and spreads, why is it that I am chayiv? Why am I chayiv exactly? No? Is it comparable to a case of mamon? My animal damages, and so to my eish damages, so there's a matter of culpability, I'm chayiv the Torah Shmira? Or could I really argue even more than that? You know, a person goes ahead and shoots a gun, a person shoots an arrow, what do you mean? That chetz, that bullet, that's considered to be my maisa ritzicha, that's considered to be my maisa hezit. Maybe one could argue the same thing is true when it comes to Eish as well. When I set the fire and it spreads, that's comparable to shooting a bullet, and any damage that inflicts is attributable to me. So that's an incredible machlokas, Yishum Yishum Chitzav, Yishum Yishum Amono. I guess Boshab Shan with Gemara, even the Gemara doesn't say this explicitly, there's a huge nafkamina. If it's Yishum Yishum Chitzav, you're Rotzeach. You're Rotzeach. If you go ahead and you set a fire and it goes ahead and it takes a life, the Gemara doesn't say that explicitly. The Gemara just says that if you'll Eishu Mishum Chitza and you set a fire and it takes a life and it causes monetary damage, according to Rabbi Yochanan, you're not chayiv for the mamon because of Kimei Rabin. Okay, the Gemara doesn't say explicitly you're chayiv Misa, but the Gemara does say that you can apply Kimei Rabin. I guess Kimei Rabin means that the Mises, Boteres, says, okay, so Eishu Mishum Chitza means you're Rotzeach. The Rashba writes in that Gemara, but the Kamad of Chapez, no. Your chayiv misa, the Torah's rodev. And a chiddush, and rodev is not just a chovas hatzala, but rodev is a chiyuv misa, and you can apply the principle of kimnei d'rabine. Wow, that sounds like such a chiddush. Why is it a chiddush? Okay, rodev kimnei d'rabine, I know that's true. And if you hold yishum yishum amono, you're not a rodev. A person is going ahead and setting a building on fire, and guess what, there's a person who's locked in a room in that building. Whether he's threatening that person depends on the lumdas of whether Yishum Yishum Chisav and Yishum Yishum Amona. I would say, you know what? Whatever you want to call it in Shir, you're a Rodeif. You're a Rodeif because you're pursuing a person. You're going to end up taking his life. So, a Chiddush. But the Sheet of Rabbi Yochanan is Yishum Yishum Chisav, Poshub Shat, that's a Maisa Ritzich. Wow. Meaning everything that happens, you attribute to me. Mukhi Yosef phrases an incredibly unusual kasha. No, Rav Kama Daf Yud, so much has been written about this kasha. How in the world do you bench lift before Shabbos? That's the kasha Rukei Yosef. If you hold Yishum Yishum Chitza, whoa. And it means like it's a perpetual act that attributed to me, it's attributed to me. So in such a case, that should be chilul Shabbos, daraisa. That should be mamash lo sevar oish. No? Because we're not saying that, you know, you did and you're done, but we're saying it's perpetual. Yishum shem chitza. Wow, that's a stunning question. And the Mokhi Yosef writes an incredible teretz, and his kash is unusual, the whole teretz is unusual. You know what the teretz is? Yishum shem chitza means at the time that you set the fire, it's as though that everything already occurred at that time. Whoa. So it's as if everything occurred before Shabbos. Like before Shabbos. It's not considered to be a full Shabbos. And Mukhi Yosef is such a chiddush that, you know what? If a person sets a fire and the arsonist dies, you know what? Any damage that fire causes, it's as though the chiyuv was already chal while he was still alive. Because obviously he was alive at the time he set the fire. One chiddush after another in Mukhi Yosef. No? It's like stunning from top to bottom. When Rav Soloveitchik was discussing this with Yossi, he just said, Poshav Shach, na, Rashi and Sanhedrin, it's only called Chilul Shabbos, it's a Dover Sheyesh B'Maisa. A Dover Sheyesh B'Maisa. You cannot be Chayav for Chilul Shabbos B'Shev Altas. You cannot do something before Shabbos. And if automatically it happens on Shabbos, that's called Lo Sasa Chomalacha. The Asiyah Samalacha has to be on Shabbos itself. You set something into motion, that's great, but you know what? That cannot be called Chil Shabbos. That is not a Malacha Daraisa in any shape or form, regardless of Adeshim Shem Chitza Adeshim Shem Mamona. Chil Shabbos requires Asiyah B'Shabbos, as Rashi writes, Adav Rishi Eshul, Maisa, meaning B'Shabbos. That's something which is clear. So what is this whole deal that Rabbi Kveger discusses? Something is chal b'shev al taseh. Or I'll ask you the following. What do you mean a person goes ahead and before Shabbos puts something that is not properly cooked in the oven, on the stovetop, before Shabbos, he goes to shul. And all of a sudden, when Shabbos begins, guess what? You're guilty of shihiyah. You're guilty. That's what shihiyah is. Chazara is fascinating. You're doing a mais and a sina on Shabbos. Okay. But shihiyah, whatever you did before Shabbos. You did before Shabbos. How can you be chayav for such a thing? Chazara, I understand. Okay, you'll tell me, in bishul achar bishul, fine. But nonetheless, midrabanan, not true. Midrabanan, you could still be chayav. So the person does an asina, sakadera. Bishabbos, of course, you're going to be chayav. How can you be chayav for cases of shi'iyah? What do you mean, Rashi? You need a davar shi'iyah shomaisa? So isn't the answer obvious? No. Shihiyah is not a malacha daraisa. Shihiyah is not a malacha drabana. Shihiyah is also because of Shemi yachate b'gechalim. We're afraid if you're going to go ahead and set something in motion, we're afraid you'll end up doing something on Shabbos. You'll be machate b'gechalim. And therefore, Shihiyah is also because of lo sevar oish. Not forget about bishul, lo sevar oish. We're afraid you're going to see, you know what, it's not really cooking properly. So you know what? You're going to stir up the coals. Stirring up the coals is lo sevar oish. It's not also because of any asiyah samalach, it's also because of a shemiyavo. And what do you see the chiddush? That shemiyavo does not require asiyah. Shemiyavo is something that can even be b'shev al taseh. Setting up a situation in which there is a possibility or a likelihood of shem yichate b'gechalim that is considered to be asiyah. So this is an important hagdara. That if you're dealing with a malacha, malacha is always b'kum v'asei. And that's not limited to a malacha, which is daraisa. So that applies to malacha drabanan as well. But if you're dealing with a gzera, where what is usur is not because of what you have done, but what you may do, oh, in such a case, that can be even b'sheva taseh as well. And therefore, indeed, that's usur. Well, like the Rambam describes, Amir la'akum is usur, because you know what? It's a gzera, the Rambam discussed that, paragvav. Right, the Chilul Shabbos, we did that Beit Sadafav, because Shem Yavol Asos Batzma. So the fact that, you know what, you didn't say a word on Shabbos, you instructed the guy before Shabbos, that's not really going to help you. Amir Lachman, as we discussed, has two elements to it. One is Amira, and one is Hana. The fact that you're going to be Nehenemin, that's going to be also because of a Shem Yavol, regardless of whether the instruction was done on Shabbos, or whether it was done before Shabbos as well. That's not an excuse for Gzeira. Ooh, so that's the Rabbi Kveger's deal. So, Mekach u'Memkar on Shabbos Yantif is also because of a Gzeira Drabana. It's a Gzeira Drabana. if really it's a gzeira d'rabbanan, so the fact that you're not doing anything at all does not necessarily mean you're exempt. And therefore, we kvegarize that maybe this is like shehiya, like other such cases where it's usher even b'shem al tasa. That's an unusual difference between a malacha, whether it's a malacha d'rais or a malacha d'rabbanan, as opposed to a gzeira. And here, maybe ironically, the gzeira is the chumrah. If something is a gzeira, it doesn't require asiyah at all. The gzeira will be usher even b'shem al tasa. Whereas when it comes to a malacha demands that which is considered to be kum v'asei. That's a very important distinction. When we discussed this earlier in the year, we pointed out that this is critical, this distinction, malachos and gzeiros, when it comes to the dinei chola b'shabbos. Many isuri drabanan are lifted to makam chola she'en bo sakana. A chola she'esh bo sakana, chilo shabbos darais. You can't be mechalal Shabbos daraisa. But what about when it comes to dinim drabanan? So the Gemara doesn't give us all the clothing. The Gemara just says certain examples. The Gemara in Erevin Daf Kuf Aleph mentions Hashma'as Kol. Oh, that's a sugya based Daf Lamed Vav. That's mutter for a cholah she'en bo sakana. Or the Gemara's Mufurish in Shabbos Kuf Chavtes that Amir Lakum is mutter. We discussed Amir Lakum Lassorach Mitzvah, a day is in Rishon. Amir Lakum Lassorach Cholish Shem Basakana, that's Mufurish in Gemara. Kufchavtes and Shabbos, that's considered to be Mutter. So clearly the Gemara has examples of these Suri Drabanan that are lifted, but Makam Cholish She'en Basakana. So Tosus and Shabbos and Dafayin Gimel is very bothered by Rashi Shit, because the Gemara describes Suvas Daf Samach, a case of the Goneah. A person who's suffering from a stomach ailment, yonek chalav b'shabbos. The doctor says you need milk. The milk will be helpful. So the Gemara says the following. You know what? An animal's outside. You can't go ahead and milk the cow, but literally, an incredible shemen. No, yonek chalav b'shabbos. You can suck the milk directly from the animal. That's considered to be a sufficient shinui in order to access the milk, in order to go ahead and to service the chola she'en bo sakana. Oh. What exactly is the problem of cholev? What problem is it? What problem is it milking a cow? Not clear? That's the Tosfos and Shabbos that in Gimel Beis. The Malacha, the Gemara calls it mefarik. What is mefarik? Mefarik is not one of the malachos. Ooh, Rashi, Tosfos. Mefarik is a toldo dash. Dash. Extraction of a liquid from a salad. Or as we discuss cases of an ocha from a psoles, that's the malacha of dash. So milking a cow is a malacha of dash. And here, goneach, if you do so, ayudei shinui, so in such a case, that would be mutter for a cholish ein bo sakana. Tosfos is very bad. Because the Gemara is explicit, Shabbos and the ayin hei, ein disha elo bedulei karka. Dash only applies to the karka. What exactly is a cow? What is a person? Is a person called Gdulei Karka? Is a cow called Gdulei Karka? So Tosfos Shita is, well, of course, a cow lives off the ground, eats off the ground. A cow is called Gdulei Karka. A person is called Gdulei Karka. They live off of the ground. They live off of the ground. You know, there's so many sugyas that discuss Chovel. Bris Milah, no? You're extracting dam. Chovel. What malach is chovel? You know what the Rambam writes? Dash. You are extracting blood from the body. Wow, that's the Rambam Shita. All those sugyas of wounding, all of that is the malacha of dash. Yeah, but you're talking about a person. You know what the answer is? A person is called Gdulei Karka. When it comes to Dinei Shabbos, an animal is called Gdulei Karka. That's against Rashi Shita. Rashi Shita is just like a fish is not Gdulei Karka. That's Mefurish in Gemara. Tzach Chilos Nevavotza. Shabbos Ayinei. A behemah is not called Gdulei Karka. And if a behemah is not called Gdulei Karka, wait a second. So in the case of that Goneach, you're dealing with a case of Dosh, but a behemah is not Gdulei Karka. So that's Disha Shelo Gdulei Karka, which is only in Issa Drabanan, and that should be Mutter. Makam Cholosh in Vosakana. What do you have to come out to the shinui of Yonek? What do you have to come out to such a shinui for? Apparently what Rashi Shita is, No, it's not enough to have a din d'rabbanan. You need, we discussed this in Daf Av, a shvus de shvus l'makom mitzvah. It's not enough to have a din d'rabbanan. You have to have layered dinim d'rabbanan. You have to have a shvus de shvus. That apparently is, so Tosa says that's very different. What do you need a shvus de shvus? Hashmas kol, merakom is mutter the tzara kol ishim basakana. You don't need a shvus de shvus. So that's a huge issue, that to what extent, when yes, when no, when do you require a shvus de shvus for makom chola, and when do you not, and when do you not? So that's shulchan aruch, shin chafes. It depends on the nature of the sidra rabbanan. Sometimes yes, sometimes no. And what's the sometimes yes, sometimes no? So that was the hagdara we discussed earlier. You know what? You can have different types of isurei drabanan. Sometimes you can have an iser drabanan, which is a malacha drabanan, and sometimes an iser drabanan, which is a gzera drabanan. You know, those cases, and based on the problem of days, it's hard to refer to them as malachos drabanan. In rochman al gabi behem, what's the concern? Kotze. You can end up breaking off a branch, no? In order to go ahead and to stir the animal to go faster, no? You can honestly say that riding an animal is kotzer drabanan. A person makes a kinyan, that's an act of ksiva. A person plays an instrument, that's tikkun mana. No. In all those cases, shemiyavo. Those are gzeros. But what about disha shelo b'gzera karka? Disha shelo is only a gzera drabanan. Maybe much, much more than that. It's an act of dash. It's an extraction. I would have said, like we discussed, top down, no? That you should be chayv midaraisa for that. Oh no, ein disha shelo b'gzera karka. But in terms of the meleches macheves, in terms of the tzuras hamelacha, in terms of the tachlis hamelacha, that should be dash daraisa. In those cases, even if it's not, because no, demi demishkan, ein disha shelo b'gzera karka, but that's a malacha drabanan as opposed to a gzera drabanan. And that's incredibly important to yourself. Incredibly important to yourself. That a gzera d'rabbanan is mutter makom chola, but a malacha d'rabbanan is not. That requires a shvus to shvus. That requires a shvus to shvus. That's a very, very, very fundamental distinction. But there's a fascinating machlokes, aglital, and shulchan aruch harav against the mishnah berurah. What about klachar yad? What about kila achar yad? A person goes and does a malacha kila achar yad. That's an issur drabanan. Would you call that a malacha drabanan? Or would you call that a gzeira drabanan? A person does a malacha kila achar yad. A person does a malacha al yaday shina. Al yaday shina. You're doing a kila achar yad, so it lacks malachas mashevis. But nonetheless, you know, the outcome is indeed the same. But you know, you did this way instead of that way, okay. So it's an issur drabanan, shinui, klachar yad. Now, on the one hand, I can argue, look, if you're not doing it consistent with meleches machsheves, Rashi and Beis Yudgimel, meleches umnus, as an umnus will do it, if it's not meleches machsheves, you can't call it a malacha. Malacha and Shabbos, yom tov means meleches machsheves. The most you could say is that, you know what, if a person goes ahead and is doing so in this fashion, he may come to do it in a different fashion. That would be a very great kiddush. The klachar yad is a gzera d'rabanan. Or maybe one could argue, no, that's not true. You know, instead of writing with your right hand, you write with the left hand. That's an act of kosei. That's similar to disha shelo b'gzera karka. You're right. It's not enough in order to be chayiv misa, but it is enough to label it as a malacha d'rabanan. Right, that's something which is huge. So, for example, the Eglital writes, right, in Tochi, in Osiyot Ches, that's what the Shulchan Aruch HaRav writes, and that very same, in Shin Chafes, that Malacha Daraisa, Hayyadei Shinui, is Mutter B'Makom Chol, Shein Osakam. That's a stunning psa. It means we treat it like Hashmas Kol. We treat it like a Mirlakom. But the Ikar Hadin, the Klachar Yad, is Mutter B'Makom Chol Hashem. And the Mishnah Berurah disagrees. The Mishnah Berurah in Shin Chaches, in Sivkot Nun Dalet, writes, that's not true. That Shinui is not enough to be matter makom chulis she'im bosach amir lakum. Yes, amir lakum. How is that a malacha? Amir lakum. But your asiyah samalacha kil achar yad is a malacha d'rabban, and you need a shvus b'shvus. Wow, you need a shvus b'shvus. That's the sheet of the Mishnah Berurah. That's a very heavy, heavy machlokes. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shem Tafes. The Mishnah Berurah in Hilchos Yantif, Tav Tzarivav, in the Shar Hatzion, in Simchat Tes, raises the following kasha. If that's really true, that there's no heter of shinui, when it comes to Chol Hashem Bo Sakana, you know what the Mishnah Berurah writes? How do you understand the Sikhan Ksuvah Stav Samach? That Goneach. Yonek, no? Yonek Chala. Okay, if you hold like Rashi, that a behema is not Bedile Karka, oh, you're good. So that's a shus to shus. But if you hold like Grover Shon, Tosus the Rambam, that a behema is Bedile Karka, oh, so the Gemara says, you have a real case of Mafari, which is real Dosh, a behema is Bedile Karka, and it's Mutra Yidei Shina. Yenach and Amyata. I will say, it's true, Shinui is mutter for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. But that's the Kash of the Mishnah Berurah. That's the Mishnah Berurah Shitasa, no? The Mishnah Berurah in Shabbos, in Shin Chafes, in Sivkat Nandal, that assumes that Shinui is not enough to be mutter a Malacha Daraisa for a Chol Hashem Bo Sakana. That's the Kash of the Mishnah Berurah in Shar Tzion, in Chos Yantif, in Tzav Tzariva. Well, so you know what the Mishnah Berurah writes in the Shar Tzion, just very, very briefly. You know, there's a Shinui and there's a Shinui. You know? There's a shinui and there's a shinui. You know, I go ahead and I do a malach with the back of my hand. Okay, that's a shinui. Yonek chalav min habehema. Yonek chalav min habehema. You drink the chalav directly from animal. That Mishnah Berurah writes, they ain't darvel shem lefarik bekach. Lo chashiva malach haklau. Such a shinui. Such a shinui, the Mishnah Berurah writes, that's not a malacha d'rabbanan. Well, that's not the type of shinui that I would argue is asim akom chol hashem bo sakana. You do the same malacha this way, not that way. Oh, that I can argue. You know what? There's a tzuras malacha. You go ahead and you suck directly from the animal. That's not mafarik at all. That's not considered to be an act of mafarik. And therefore, the only reason that's us is because of a gzera. You know, you get the milk this way, and you end up getting the milk that way. Oh, that's mutter. That's mutter. Machol Hashem in Mosakana. That's a pretty heavy issue, no? We're going to discuss pretty soon. You know, the Gemara discusses the Sugi Reivu Tashimi, and the Gemara raises the following issue. Avar va'afamad. What happens if a person went ahead on Yantif and he cooked? Is the chetz a nesar or is it not? Poshav Shad, the whole sugi is Erev Tashiva. Poshav Shad, a person did not lay an Erev Tashiva, and Avar Va'afa, and he did the Malachos Yantif for Shabbos. So what's the story? Shouldn't it? Yeah, but b'diavad is the chetz nesar, or is it not? Oh, so the Gemara says, what do you mean? That's like mavashal b'shabbos. That's like mavashal b'shabbos. Where, yeah, there are a lot of kind of differences, no? Ramei, Ravido, Rechnasandar. Was it b'shogeg? Was it b'meiz? Is it low? Is it acherim? I'm like, that's a real, real problem. The Gemara just leaves the sugya based on Yud Zayin. Maybe not. Maybe Yisur de Shabbashan. This is different. Maybe on Shabbos. Ravashal b'Shabbos. But how do you know what applies in this case? Well, so the Gemara says here, in our sugya, Mesechus Beitzin, Yom Yantif, Avav Afamai, on Shabbos, it's Aser. Yeah, but maybe Yisur de Shabbos Shani. One of the many examples we pointed out, that Shabbos is more Chama than Yantif. Not like Beis on Beis. No? Shabbos is more chamer than yantiv. So if something is aser on Shabbos, there's no raya that it's aser on yantiv. So that's an abayda liv shita. Okay. So b'dieve, avar va'afa, avar v'afa. So what's the halacha? So Mechaber writes, b'dieve, mutter. The whole deal is a suffik in the Gemara. So b'diavad, it's a suffik in the Gemara. You're with it. Knas the Rabbanan. B'diavad, this is mutter. B'diavad, this is mutter. So guess what? The Mechaber writes this in two places, no? The Mechaber writes this in Tavkuf Gimel. Tavkuf Gimel is Mulach HaNyantiv. And the Mechaber writes this in Tavkuf Chavzayim, which is the Simen of Erev Tav Shimon. Erev Tav Shimon. And Mechaber explains that even in Erev Tav Shimon. In a case where a person, Ava, in such a case, Ah, B'di Yevet is what exactly is the case of Avav Afa? I guess when you see Pashup Shat and Gemara, you know, Avav Afa means a person who went ahead and cooked the Didamalacha from Yantav to Shabbos on Erev Tav Shimon. Okay. When the Shulchan Aruch quotes this, Avav Afa Mai, and you know what? It's an Abad Lishita. So B'di Yevet, it's Mutta the Chavzah that Nesar. You know how the Mechaber quotes this? Not only in such a case. Not only when a person cooks anyamta for Shabbos on Erev Tav Shimon, a person cooked anyamta flachol. Forget about Erev Tav Shimon. Yantav is on Wednesday. A person cooked on Wednesday for Wednesday night. A person cooked on Wednesday for Wednesday night, which is chol. Of Rabbi Afa. What's the halacha? B'vashal b'Shabbos is aser. Yisur the Shabbos shayim. The Mechaber quotes the safe and the kula l'halacha. Not only in a person who does malacha on a yantav for a Shabbos on Erev Tav Shimon, but even a person does malacha on a yantav l'tzorech chol b'di'evin the chefetz is not neasah. Wow, that sounds like a big leap. No, the Gemara Pashup Shah is discussing Erev Tav Shimon, and that the Rav Shita, and the Mechaber writes Avra Rafa b'yantav for chol. Whoa. Who points out like this? That's the Mishnah Yaakov. And our Chaim in Siman Kuf Mem Zayin. And here the Mishnah Yaakov writes the following. How do you know that that's true? Maybe it should be clear that if a person does a malacha an yantaf l'tzorech chol, that's aser. That's mevashal b'Shabbos. The Gemara is back and forth, which is lo yifshita, is not talking about doing malacha on yantav for chol. It's talking about doing malacha on yantav for tzorech Shabbos without an erev Tav Shimon. Who says those cases are the same? Well, so that's a pretty heavy issue. Should one equate those two? Why should one distinguish? Mr. Yaakov writes, he thinks one should absolutely distinguish. Vavashal b'yantav l'chol is asin, and vavashal b'yantav l'shams le'er tav shilin. Okay, that we can talk about in the b'di'evet. One could argue that's mutter because that's the Bible shita. I'll ask you the following. What's wrong with being vavashal b'yantav shalol l'tzarekhetav? What exactly is wrong? Person of cooks and yantav, not for yantav purpose. Oh, so you know what? Maybe I'll tell you the following. There's a world of difference between whether you're cooking on yantif, shalot atzarech yantif, whether you're cooking l'chol, or you're cooking on yantif to Shabbos, kli erev Tav Shimon. Maybe there's a world of difference in those two cases. A person is cooking on yantif, l'chol. That sounds crazy, no? Like, you're cooking, you're doing malacha on yantif for chol. You're doing malacha yantav v'chol. I would have said, you know what? That's absolutely us. That's absolutely us. Oh, you're going to tell me, no, we learned the sugyas. We just discussed it not yesterday. No? Pesachim involved. Rabba, hovil. If guests were to go ahead and come, they could use it. I'm going to label this as cooking yantav for yantav. But guess what? You're not allowed to rely on ho'am midrash. Ha'of yantav v'chol in oloke. But you can't rely on ho l'chachinu. You can't do malacha on yanta for chol utilizing oil. Maybe midar ICS in oloke. That's all Rabbi said. In oloke. But you cannot rely on oil. Why exactly is that true? Is that just a gzeira d'rabbanan? Because if you rely on whole chatchila, you may come to do malacha when there is no oil. That's the. Well, you know what I would argue? The fact that Rabba says that midaraisin principle yes, midaraisin no, that mamish was an asiyas hamalacha anyante. I would have thought that you should be chayiv min haTorah. Elamai that, you know, maybe midaraisin you can label it as malacha self anefesh yantiv tiyantiv. But midrabanan, if it's not yantiv tiyantiv, it's yantiv pachol. You know what I would treat that as? In Isser Bishul Drabanan. In Isser Malacha Drabanan. Bishul Drabanan. Afia Drabanan. Let's say a person goes and does Malacha on Yanta for Shabbos. On Yanta for Shabbos. That's the same as doing Malacha on Yanta for Chol. You know, doing Malacha on Yanta for Shabbos, I would ask you the opposite question, no? Beta Baptist love. What do you even need an Erev Tov Shivim for? Like, what do you even need an Erev Tov Shivim for? A person does malacha on Yom Tov for Chol. It's a chiddush that's aser. It's a chiddush to label as malacha self nefesh. A person is doing malacha on Yom Tov to Shabbos, you know what I will tell you? Why isn't that mutter even without? Why is that mutter even without an Erev Tov Shivim? You know what the answer is going to be? I'll give you a couple of reasons. No. Beit Adav Tesvav. Oh, Rabba. Kedei she yivram ha'yafo l'shamas. Kedei she yivram ha'yafo l'shamas. Oh, the Erev Tov Shivim is going to remind you that Shabbos is coming, so make sure you have food left over for Shabbos. In other words, Erev Tov Shivim is a heck. Or you know what Ravashi says? Oh, Kedei she yomru. People should say the following. Ain of miyantuf the Shabbos. I need a device to do malacha for yantuf Shabbos. Kavachomer miyantuf lachol. I really have to be careful about elchus yantuf. No, because even though tonight is Shabbos, I still need something to be mati. So clearly from the Gemara, why in the world do you need an Erev Tov Shivim? Oh, so Rabbi says, you need an Erev Tov Shivim to make sure you have food set aside for Shabbos. Ravashi says, you need an Erev Tov Shivim to make sure that you don't go the next step. You don't say, look, I'm cooking today for tomorrow. I can cook today for tomorrow, even if it's not Shabbos. You know what all those gemaras sound like? Now that the starting point, it should be mutter, and the reason it's aser, achidish, kadesh yivra, kadesh yomru. What does kadesh yomru mean? Oh, you're going to do malacha niyantif, you're going to come to, you know what I would say? You're going to come, I would call that gzera. I would call that gzera. Gzera. Doing malacha for chol is a gzera d'rabanan. It's a gzera d'rabanan. Don't you dare do malacha anyanta for chol because you may come to what? Oh, midaraisa you're covered by chol. Because if guests were to come, you know what? You defeated them. You know what I would argue in this construct? There's a world of difference between being mavasha anyanta for chol and being mavasha anyanta for shabbos shalom d'erev Tov Shivim. Now that's the chiddush. Using these hagdaras, that yanta fachol, even if you're covered by holo, but it's still a malacha. A malacha drabana. A malacha drabana. Cooking from yanta to shabbos, eretav shin, that's a malacha drabana. Kadesh yomru. Kadesh yivra. It sounds like this is all like precautionary. You know what the Rambam writes? That, you know, like Rambam and Rai, but maybe an eretav shin is a heker. That's what an Erev often is, no? Focus, Rambam and Rabbi. What's the Lashon of Erev? Ma'ariv, Sarchi Shabbos, and Sarchi Yantavor? Just a heker. If that really is true, I would tell you, yeah, the Chiddush Mishnah Se'akov writes. So if I want to know B'dievit, you did a Malachis Averis, the Cheftinessa. You know what maybe the punchline is? There's a world of difference between a Malacha as opposed to a Zera. A malacha derabana, yeah, that's Mavashal B'Shabbos. That's like Mavashal B'Shabbos. Therefore, should be Yaseh. Safek of the Gemara is Ava Ma'afa Miyantav B'Shabbos Me'er Tashilin. That the Gemara says, okay, you know, who says that violating the gzeira in that fashion would mean it has the status of mevashel b'Shabbos in that way? You know, chinami, maybe that's exactly that distinction. Malachos as opposed to cases of gzeiros. We pointed out earlier in the year that other Tshuvas Rabbi Kveger, right, in Simen Chalches, where Rabbi Kveger is bothered about what we did at Daf Gimel. When do we say that this is called a gzeira l'gzeira? Our Gemara says sometimes you say something is a gzeira l'gzeira, and sometimes you say that's not true. What are examples of saying it's not a gzeira l'gzeira? Not a gzeira. So one possible, the Gemara says, "Af Gimel Aleph," is when you say "Kula Chad Gzeiri." No, "Kula Chad Gzeiri." The Rambam writes the Pirush Mishnayos and Shabbos Dalet Aleph, but that's history. No, but that's a very important historical deal. When the Beis Din convened to create this Isser, what were they doing exactly? That A is Usser because of B, and now we're going to say C is Usser because of A. That is Gzeiri L'Gzeira. We're saying this is usher because of this, when this is only usher because of that. But you know what? If the Chachamim simply enacted a gzera the Rabbanim like as a low plug, that's not a gzera the gzera. That was the tokah, the substance of Malach itself. So one exception to gzera the gzera is the Argamer says, Kulachar gzerehi. Okay? What's another exception? This is what we touched on briefly. Something which is not a gzer the gzer at all, but something which is a trade rabbanon, two different gzeros that coincide. But why were each one of them instituted per se? Each one was instituted for a wholly legitimate reason. But in my particular case, they combine. And that's the sugya and Shabbos and Daf Yud Aleph. The Gemara says the following, that lo yamod adam b'rshus ha-yachid v'yishte b'rshus ha-rab. Now, sugya Shabbos Daf Yud Aleph. Imagine I'm standing in one rishus, and I'm leaning over and I'm drinking in another rishus. Technically speaking, what exactly am I doing wrong? Oh, the Gemara says, no, but we're afraid. What do you mean? You're going ahead and you're standing in rishus ha-yachid, and you're accessing something rishus ha-rabim. You're playing with fire. Now, imagine you just pull back. Imagine you just take the kli and you move it back. That's mamash going to be hotzah. That's going to be hakasa. So therefore, gzeira d'rabanan. Don't go ahead and stand in rishus A and access rishus B. Yamodem rishus yachid, yishtem rishus arabim. Because shem yavli lehotzah. Okay. The Gemara raises the following issue. Yad Aleph Beis. The Karmelis mind. What would you say if it's a Karmelis? I'm standing in a Rosh Hashanah, and I'm overreaching into a Karmelis. Or vice versa. What would you say? Does the halakha apply? Lo yamar adam? Or does it not? So Abayi says, of course it applies. Of course it applies. And Rava says, no, that's a gzera the gzera. Karmelis is only just a rabbanan. Lo yamad adam is only just a rabbanan. That would be a gzera the gzera. To say, lo yamad adam, if you're dealing with the karmelis. If you're dealing with the rishus ha-yachid, rishus ha-rabim, daraisa, okay. If you're in the karmelis, that's not true. Wow. Abai Rav, we pass my Rava, no? That would be mutter. You don't want to be Kveger so bothered by Simen Chavches. Bechor Abayi is 100% right. 100% right. That's a gzera the gzera. Why in the world is that a gzera the gzera? You have one gzera, right? And that is Lo Yamar Adam. That's gzera. You have another Din Rabbanan, and that is a Karmelis. A Karmelis is Dino Kusha Seyachi, Dino Kusha Sarabin. I'll give you an example. The sugi and Shabbos that Tzadi Dalet. Chai no siyasatsu. Let's say you're carrying a child. That's not what Sada Raisa. Chai no siyasatsu.
Is that mutter in a carmelis? So imagine, we don't have a shusar ab bisman hazem, l'chav reitz and shin vav, so everybody can carry their children. No? Because, gzera l'gzera, you're going to tell me? Of course it's not a gzera l'gzera. There's one isid rabbanon of carrying in a carmelis. There's another isid rabbanon of chanosi asad, smotosis. That's not how hotso was done in the Mishkan. But mid rabbanon, you can't carry. You can't carry. So if they happen to coincide, you're talking about chanel siyasatz of a carmelist, you think that's mutter? Of course that's us. Chanel siyasatz of a carmelist. Isn't that the same thing here? Well, yamot adam, rishus siyachi, yishu rishus harabim, the carmelist mind. Those are two independent, that's not a gzera, the gzera in shape or form. So what in the world is the difference between them? Why, Rabbi Kveig arise, if you say chanel siyasatz is us in a carmelist, and my yamad adam is much in a carmelist. Like, why would you call it gzera l'gzera? So Rabbi Kveger uses this hadara. It's amazing. No, because exactly this point, exactly this point. Chanos yasatz, chanos yasatz. Would you call that a gzera? Would you call that a malacha? It's not hotzad daraisa, because obviously the makoros of hotzad during the mishkan, and you know what? Tosus writes. They did not carry human beings in the Mishkan, and therefore, it's not Dumini Mecheros Yisatsu. But carrying a chai, carrying a, is that just a Gzeira Drabanan? If you carry a chai, you're going to come to carry something else. Or, what do you mean? That's mamish, an act of hotzah. You're transporting from A to B, an Akira, a Shin Roshus, Anakha. That's hotzah. I would have said that should be Hotzah Daraisa. All right, if not for a Ptur of Chenos Yisatzmo, like Dish is only Bidule Karka, like Hoil, but the starting point, this is a Malacha. That's a Malacha Dramana. A Malacha Dramana. Rabbi Kveger writes the following Chiddush. You cannot have a combination of two Gzeres. But you can have a combination of two malachos drabanan, or you can have a combination of a malacha drabanan and a gzera drabanan. But you cannot have a combination of two gzeras. That's the difference between a gzera drabanan and a malacha drabanan. A gzera drabanan is subject to gzera the gzera. Not if you're dealing with a malacha drabanan. Wow. So Rabbi Kveger writes the following. Chanos Yisatzo is dealing with a malacha drabanan. Lo yamod adam is a gzeret drabanan. I didn't do any mitzvah at all. No? But it can lead to that. No? You could do something different. It can lead to it. Lead to it. Wow. And you know what the chiddush Rabbi Kveger is? What's karmelis? What's karmelis? A person goes and carries in a karmelis. Is that a malacha drabanan or is it a gzeret drabanan? You know what Rabbi Kveger's machadish? Karmelis is a gzeret drabanan. It's a gzera drama. It's a gzera atu rishus harabim. If you're going to carry here, you're going to carry there. This isn't a confined area. This is a carmelis. But you know what? If you're going to have carrying here, you're going to have carrying there. And therefore, carmelis is a gzera. And lo yamadazim is a gzera. That's called a gzera v'gzera. Carmelis is a gzera, but chenos yisatzim was alacha drabana. Oh, so that combination I can have. So Chanos Yisatzmo is us in the Carmelis, but Lo Yamad Adam is Mutter in Carmelis. No? That's that Jewish Rabbi Kveger. That's very heavy. You know, that Shuba sheds light on the Kufnon Tes. When it comes to Yisuri Drabana, you have to ask yourself, now what's the nature of it is the Drabana? Malacha Drabana, Zeru Drabana, differences in Chola, differences in Zeru the Gzera, differences in Kumas versus cases of Sheval Tasa. Differences in Mavashal B'Shabbos. It's a heavy distinction, no? To assume that, of course, it's an Issa Drabanan. The list can go on just in terms of different applications. And that we discussed an incredible Chiddush that the Ran writes in Shabbos, that Mem Aleph and Dabi Arif, where the Ran writes, Rabbi Yehuda Shita, is a malacha shein tzrich leguf, and we discussed this, we touched on that gimel. Rabbi Yehuda Shita is a malacha shein tzrich leguf.
is chayiv benetil. Chayiv benetil. But the Ran, one reading of the Ran, is that that's true when you're dealing with an av moach. An av moach. Even Rabbi Yehuda that says, an ocha shenam tzrich l'gufa is forbidden in HaTorah. But why would that be? Why would Rabbi Yehuda say that you're chayiv l'ocha shenam tzrich l'gufa? You know what the definition is? We did this earlier. Tosfos is some tosfos. It's very simply. Tzadidav. You're doing that which was done in the Mishkan, but not for the same purpose as was done. Okay? Rabbi Yehuda says, I don't care about the purpose. You're doing that which was done in the Mishkan for that Yehuda. For that Yehuda. Okay? Let's say a person does a tova. You're higher for a tova. It's a Xeris Akasa, no? Shabbos Dabai, Nachas Meina. It wasn't in the Mishkan. How in the world can you be chayiv? You know what the answer is? Linkage. Linkage. It wasn't done in the Mishkan, but it links to that was done in the Mishkan. How does it link to that which was done in the Mishkan? It also says, because you're doing something for the very same purpose as was done in the Mishkan. Wow. You're chayiv for a tolda by virtue of the fact that, despite that it was not found in Mishkan, but it has the same intent, Malachas Machsheves, purpose, so for that you're chayiv. So the Ran, incredible, no? Let's say you have a pretty unusual combination. A tolda, she'enot tzrich l'gufa. A tolda, she'enot tzrich l'gufa. You're not doing that which was done in the Mishkan. And that act that you're doing is not being done for the same purpose as was done in Mishkan. That's why it's a malach she'enot tzrich l'gufa. How in the world can you be chayiv? How can you be chayiv? What's the connection to Mishkan? The description does not link to Mishkan. The intent does not link to Mishkan. How can you be chayiv? So that Parshup Shat is the Chiddush of the Ran, that even when Rabbi Yehuda says that you're going to be chayiv from Malach Hashinat Tzrich L'Gufa, that's only true when it comes to Na'av. A Tolda is only Nisad Rabbana. A Tolda is only Nisad Rabbana. Even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that a Tolda Hashinat Tzrich L'Gufa, wow, that indeed is an Issa, Nisad Rabbana. That's a huge difference according to Rabbi Yehuda. Wow. You know, if their own pasuk is like Rabbi Yehuda, that's great. That's great. But I like that distinction, no? And Av Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa makes sense. From the mission. Oh, Tolda Shinat Tzrich L'Gufa, there's no linkage whatsoever. Okay, so Rabbi Yehuda says, one's Asad Araisa. According to the Ran, one's only Asad Rabbana. We pass like Rav Shimon. But a Malach Hashinat Tzrich L'Gufa is Pata. It's Pata. Does it make any difference whatsoever whether something is an av, whether something is a tolda? The bottom line is that they're both Asad Rabbana. So with all of this background, maybe there's a huge difference. Because not all Isurid Rabbanan are created equal. No? There's certain Isurid Rabbanan that are Malachos Rabbanan. There's certain Isurid Rabbanan that are only Gzeros Rabbanan. What would you say of a Malach Hashinat Tzrich L'Gufa according to Rabbi Shimon? You know what? I would argue as follows. If you're talking about an av, it was found in the Mishkan. That which you're doing was done in the Mishkan, and that's the basis of Yisr. Elamai, you know, there's something that's lacking. You're doing, let's assume, for a different purpose as was done. You know what? I would say that's true. You're not chayiv midaraisa. But a malach hashinat tzrich l'gufa is a malach hadrabana. Let's assume, for example, you're dealing with a tolda shinat tzrich l'gufa. According to Rabbi Shimon, it's true that, you know what? That's something which is asur d'rabbanan. But is that a malach d'rabbanan? It wasn't found in the Mishkan. If you're not doing it for the same purpose as was done in the Mishkan, why should a tolda shinat tzrich l'gufa be asur at all? You know what the answer to that question might be? Because if you're doing that act a little bit differently, you're going to be chayiv midaraisa. You're doing that tolda a little bit differently. You're going to be chayiv skila. Oh, you know what? Maybe that, it's not a malach hadrabbanan, but a tolda shinat tzrich l'gufa is a gzeira d'rabbanan. That would be incredible. That means la halacha. Even though we assume like Rabbi Shimon, that malach hashinat tzrich l'gufa is usher, whether it's not, whether it's a tolda, maybe there's a world of difference. Whether it's a
malachar, whether it's a gzeira. Amay nafkamina uliyan. No, what's the halacha of malach shenot zirkel gufa makam chola? Shein lo sakana. That way you have to know the lumdus. This is an av versus a tolda. If it's an av, it's going to be asin. You're getting a shus to shus. If it's a tolda, then a tolda as a gzeira is named mutter makam chola shein. Ingo sakana. Right, that's a dion and a miri and a kaptes. What is the halacha of a malacha shenot zirkel gufa when it comes to a chola shein bo sakana? Maybe that would be, and then the alumnus, you can take a look at that. There's just a few differences, but it's a very, very important avdara. And that's the basis of that chumr vavi kivegir, that xeros are also because of shamiyava, not because of the act per se, and therefore you can even have xeros that are mamish v'shev al taseh, and that would apply even to cases of mekach u'menkar, and that's why even a chalos akinyan or a kima tnai has to be avoided on Shabbos Yantif, not because of what you have done, but the Shemiyahu, what you may do. And therefore, we wouldn't allow for any such Bechira, Kinyan, Lachar Zman to be Chal on Shabbos. That's part of the Gzeira Devonon of Yisra Vasiyas Mecha Chumenka, the Shabbos Yantif. Prince Hashem will pick up on Sunday. We'll do some of the Pesach anyway.